Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 爱心俱乐贝。
I'm 陈璇。
The National Bureau of Statistics today reviewed growth figures for the last few months, showing major portions of China's economy in stable expansion. Yin Junyi has more.
The Statistics Bureau reports that China's economy began to show substantial improvement in the January-February period. Value-added industrial output went up 2.4% year-on-year during the first 2 months of the year, up from a gain of 1.3% recorded in December last year. Retail sales for the 2 months also saw a year-on-year growth of 3.5%, marking the first gain since October last year.
那么从这些情况来看呢，充分表明一到二月份的经济运行的整体上。
The data for the 2 months as a whole represents a trend of stabilization and recovery. But we are still facing many difficulties, including a conflicted external environment, lagging global economic growth, and inflation in other major economies. We need to work harder to stabilize the economy and fuel a steady recovery.
运行促进经济企稳持续的这个好转还需要付出艰苦的努力。
Real estate investment fell again in the first 2 months, however, by 5.7%. Property sales by floor area also slid by 3.6%, but things did begin to turn up as the decline was much less than the 31.5% contraction recorded in December.
那么今年来看呢，我们说呢，在一系列
There are some positive signs in the real estate sector, as the economy continues to recover and more supportive policies take effect.We have seen the declining rate of property sales strongly narrowing.
降幅在明显的收窄。
The Statistics Bureau also reported that the surveyed urban unemployment rate in China stood at 5.6% during the last 2 months. A total of 12 million new urban jobs are expected to be created during the year.
英俊一 Shanghai Life.
Premier Li Qiang said on Monday that this year China will focus on improving the quality of its economic growth and people's well-being while intensifying policy support to achieve an annual GDP growth target of around 5%. Where does that number come from and what do the experts think of it? Zhang Shixuan has more.
The 5% GDP growth rate target in the latest government work report sets the tone for this year's economic development, seeking progress while maintaining stability.So what do the experts think of it?
If we look at the China growth in the past 3 years, the average growth rate is around 4.7%. So I think around 5% growth is a gesture that after the reopening, China will start to kick off its growth activities. For this year, China is not really focused on the short-term growth like previously. I think at this moment, China is more focused on the long-term growth, more durable growth, like high-end manufacturing, like a tech. This is probably will take some time to realize in the GDP figures.
But despite analytical caution, just one day after the release of the official GDP growth target, UBS upgraded China's GDP growth forecast for this year to 5.4%.
Economic reopening is proceeding better and earlier than we had expected previously. With 18 cities, subway passenger turnover climbing above pre-COVID levels, and there was little sign of supply-side disruptions. Recent 30 cities, private sales,rebounded close to the 2019 level, suggesting that private sales may have bottomed earlier than expected.
At his first news conference as premier, Li outlined the central government's policy objectives and priorities. While saying that achieving the GDP target would not be an easy task, Li vowed that the central government would intensify its efforts to achieve the goal and continue to push for high-quality growth, especially in terms of housing, income, education, and healthcare, the keys to people's well-being. So what are expected to be the main drivers of growth this year?
China's economy will present a demand pattern of bright domestic and dim external in 2023, with consumption leading the rapid recovery of domestic demand. The service sector, after the change of COVID-19 control measures,would take the lead in a wave of recovery, including catering, hotel, transportation, and tourism sub-sectors. Infrastructure and manufacturing investment may show high rise in the first half of the year, while low rise in the second half, and the decline of real estate investments will be significantly narrowed. However, the weakening of external demand will lead to export pressure.
Tang stresses that the primary task for the Chinese government now is to stabilize the employment rate, raise personal income, and restore consumers' expectations of future earnings. The hope is that this will encourage people to divert the country's currently high level of savings into spending to offset as much as possible the negative impact of weaker export demand. 张世雄 Money Talks.
U.S. tech giant Meta said yesterday that the company is cutting an additional 10,000 staff in its second round of massive layoffs. The parent company of Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp previously laid off around 11,000 workers in November 2022. With 21,000 total layoffs, the social media company has cut more jobs than any other tech firm so far, exceeding Amazon's 18,000 cuts. Also yesterday, financial ratings giant Moody's downgraded its score of the collapsed New York-based Signature Bank deep into junk territory. They've also placed six other U.S. banks under review for a possible downgrade.